You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. That right there is the Eagles and Desperado ahead of that Led Zeppelin and Going to California. Sorry, a little later than normal, but it is now 16 minutes past four, and it's time to, in fact, I would rather be in California, but anyway, I'm here.
Desperado.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, Richard. I'm going to ask how you are because I can see.
Yeah. It's time for life, love, and, you know, cupcakes and stuff. But today's a serious topic. And so I want to do I want to read the disclaimer that is on our Facebook at the moment. And we're talking about human trafficking, poison in our society. And it is a heavy topic. And you've asked us to share the following disclaimer. The following program contains discussions about human trafficking, which may be distressing for some listeners. The content is intended for awareness, education, and advocacy purposes. Listener discretion is advised. If you or someone you know is affected by human trafficking or need support, please reach out to the local authorities or a trusted organization for assistance. The views expressed on this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station or its affiliates. So with that, Jeff, I hand it to you.
Before diving into this on-air topic, it's important to have that warning because it is upsetting to most people. And listener discretion absolutely is advised because today we're tackling a very, very difficult subject, and it's an incredibly important subject. It's human trafficking, and this global crisis affects millions of people every year, stripping them from their freedom and their dignity and basic human rights, which is obviously crime, of course, you know, from forced labor to and sexual exploitation to organ trafficking, which is even worse. So I just goal here is to raise awareness, but not only that, but to find some kind of solutions, maybe in our own community or, you know, being personally vigilant, and maybe you can save a life. And I was triggered by this subject. By something that came up in the community. I'm on a community networking WhatsApp group. And somebody had seen a little blonde girl nanny took down to the shops, and obviously quite innocently was standing behind at some taxis there, and they were talking. She was talking to some of her friends or whatever it was, and this lady took photographs of this and said, well, you know, is this quite cool? Because I don't know if this is very cool or not, you know, in this day and age. And I wrote back on the network and I said, you know, the nanny might be absolutely great and no problem. Okay. But there's some sick people in this world, and there are people that do this as a job, and they're waiting for opportunity. So, you know, it went out on the. Everybody came back and said, "No, this is no good." And eventually, the little girl's father got onto the network and said, "Listen, I thank you for watching for this, because I took the nanny aside and I spoke to the nanny, and she understands now. Okay, in certain terms that this is not cool, and there are some very dangerous, nasty people around. Not necessarily everybody, of course, but there are those people." So about 2 years ago, I'm in America, and I'm chatting to my family. I hadn't seen my daughter for a while, and she's about 32, actually 32 today, or yesterday, today actually. And she said she was nearly kidnapped outside a very big mall in America. Some guy that parked his van right next to her car. The door was open on the right-hand side of the van. Of course, they drive on the left-hand side, so she would have got in on the left, and it would have been very easy for somebody to pull her into the car as well. And I got a hell of a fright. You know, you hear about it, and it's okay, but it's your own daughter. You get a little bit scary. So I wanted to talk about this based on those two things. It's a deeply sensitive and complex issue, and it involves exploitation of individuals through force. Fraud, coercion, and the purposes of forced labor could be sexual exploitation and even, as I said, organ trafficking as well. And it's often considered a modern-day slavery and affects millions of people. And vulnerable communities are vulnerable to this kind of thing, and we've got to be careful here. Okay, so what are the key aspects to the discussion on this? It would be obviously what types of human trafficking are there. So sex trafficking, obviously, that everybody knows about. Victims are forced and coerced into prostitution or into other forms of sexual exploitation, making movies, all those kind of things. Labor trafficking involves forcing labor in industries like agriculture and manufacturing or domestic work. And then, of course, organ trafficking we spoke about, which is the illegal trade of human organs for transplantation. The fourth one being child trafficking. And these are obviously very, very upsetting things. And the exploitation of children for begging and for child labor or illegal adoptions as well. So what are the warning signs of trafficking? You know, how do you see this? You know, this lady in the network saw something there that could be potentially a kidnapping or stealing of a child. But what are the warning signs? So lack of freedom of movement or control over personal identification documents, signs of physical abuse, malnourishment or poor living conditions, fearful, anxious behavior, especially around authority figures. You can see there contributing factors, poverty, of course, lack of economic opportunities, political instability in countries and armed conflict. There's no law, there's corruption and weak law enforcement as well. Global impact, trafficking networks often operate across borders, as we know, affects millions globally. I mean, the profits from this are estimated, because they don't really exactly know exactly, but $150 billion annually from trafficking. And that's according to the International Labour Organization. So how do we prevent this kind of stuff? And so strengthening of legal frameworks and international cooperation, obviously working together, providing education, understanding why and how this happens, job opportunities for at-risk populations as well, and supporting NGOs. And at the end of the program, I'm going to give you a number of NGOs that do support this kind of thing. Support for victims, trauma support, care and counseling, of course, because they completely finished. I mean, they go through this kind of stuff and they are mentally wiped out. I mean, victims can be of any age, any gender, any background, and no one is actually immune to this stuff. And because the kids are vulnerable, they don't know that they are obviously vulnerable as young women as well, 18, 16, 14, 13. And it's often referred to as a modern-day slavery due to a lack of freedom these people have. So what are the signs that somebody may be a victim? Well, inability to move, documentation, fear, anxious, submissive behavior, perhaps. And then causes, poverty, political instability, gender equality, and corruption. Impacts on victims, trauma. Emotional trauma and mental health issues such as PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and depression, obviously, as well. Long-term physical health problems due to abuse and neglect, social isolation and stigmatization of escaping or being rescued. Now, strengthening law enforcement would help, but the stuff won't stop, because there will be those people that want to be ugly all the time. So how can listeners really help? Well, you report suspected trafficking cases or potential ones, like the lady did this week. Support reputable organizations, advocate for stronger laws, and stay informed and educate others about the risks. Now, there's a movie out. It's been out for a while. It's called The Sound of Freedom. And if you really want to know a little bit more about human trafficking and child trafficking and that kind of stuff, it's not a feel good movie. It's a 2023 American thriller directed in America. It's I saw it. I didn't know what I was going to see, and I was absolutely riveted and sad. And I walked out of there wanting to kill the world, basically, because of the story. The movie, again, The Sound of Freedom, was released in July 4th, 2023 by Angel Studios. It was a sleeper hit. They tried to stop it. A lot of, I think Disney bought Angel Studios, and then they shelved the movie for some reason. And then somebody bought it back. And then it grossed $250 million and cost $14.5 million to make. And it's become one of the most successful independent films in history. And the audience reception was highly positive. In fact, when you walked out, you read something on the screen that said, if you want people to see this, there's a pay station, pay it forward. You can pay a little bit into a fund, and they will screen it to people that can't afford to see this. And those are the people that actually are getting exploited by this stuff. So I actually did put a few shekels across to make sure that at least 10, 15 people saw this. And everybody did this around the world. I thought it was brilliant. And something in the movie, the guy said, you know, cocaine and heroin and all the drugs can be sold once, but a 14-year-old woman can be sold every single day, 18 times a day or 15 times a day. And that really got to me. So just as a closing statement here, you know, the human trafficking is one of the most greatest violations of human rights of our time. But our awareness about it and what's happening about it, please go and see that movie if you can. We need to educate ourselves. We need to support organizations. We need to be vigilant in our communities. And if you suspect any trafficking or know anyone who needs help, please don't hesitate to reach out to the authorities. Phone SAPS. I mean, immediately, there's a number. And there is a number I'm going to give you for this human trafficking thing. And remember, every voice raised against trafficking is a step towards freedom of those who are suffering from this. So there's a human trafficking hotline, 0800-222-777. Quite easy. And then there are a number of NGOs, A21, S-CAPE, S as in S, and then CAPE. The Salvation Army is involved. Love Justice International is involved. United Way South Africa is involved. National Freedom Network, Stop Trafficking of People organization, and of course the Human Rights Commission and SAPS are involved as well. Some little stats before I finish here is that modern slavery is approximately 155,000 people are estimated to be living in modern slavery in South Africa. And the majority of trafficking victims are women and children. And in sub-Saharan Africa, girls and women account for 34 and 28% of detected victims. And 70% of trafficked victims in South Africa are trafficked for sexual exploitation. So, and mainly in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and Eastern Province do you find most of this. But it happens everywhere and globally. One in three identified victims. And when I say identified, the ones that have been released or been saved or whatever, or they know about, because a lot of the stuff goes on and people don't know about it, is a child. And if you've got anything, or you've ever had a child, you've got a grandchild, you don't want to know what goes on, and you don't want to know. So child trafficking is a concern. Illegal mining, they use the kids for the Zama-Zamas as well. And the data is difficult to get because we don't know really the full extent of this thing. So there it is, Rich. It's a tough subject. Please go and see the movie, The Sound of Freedom. It will open your eyes to something that everybody needs to know about. And we could save lives by just knowing a little bit more about this. Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult topic to address. And the reason why it's a very difficult topic is because we just do not know the detail of it. It is so underground and undercover. And, you know, when these things do, stories do break, then you realize just how bad it is. But a movie like that, I think part of the problem is awareness. And the more we are aware, if we know what signs to look for and things like then the chances. The thing that also, child trafficking and trafficking for prostitution, those are horrible things, okay? But worse is because, and I say worse because at least those people are alive and somebody could save them.
Yeah.
But those that have had their organs trafficked,
yeah,
well, there's very little chance for them.
No,
so there's a lot going on, and there's some very unscrupulous people around the world. And
right around the corner as well.
Yeah.
In your neighborhood.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that awareness is a big thing, and understanding what signs to look for. So, yeah, thank you very much for that, Jeff. It is a very, very heavy topic. But it is one that you did bring to the table and that people can go and find help with. Did you have a number that you said you were going to give?
Yeah, there is a number. It's the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
It's 0800-222-777. Or you can phone SAPS 10111. Look on Facebook or on the internet. You'll see a whole lot of these NGOs that deal with this as well. Salvation Army obviously is one. National Human Trafficking Hotline would be one, and the SAPS would be the next one. If you want more, there are other places like Escape that provide shelter and necessities and therapeutic services for individuals rescued from human trafficking. So there are all these support people around. There's some wonderful people doing some wonderful work in a very, very dangerous and very ugly environment.
And you have to take your hats off to them because is something that must just create such a burden on them, such a pressure on them.
Can
all the
imagine?
Time. I mean, yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty thing, but it is out there, and we have raised it here. So, folks, it's now up to you to go and educate yourself, essentially, is what Jeff is saying.
Yeah,
there are organizations that can enlighten you, and look for the signs. And if you suspect, it rather err on the side of caution than, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, 100%. And well done to that lady who actually spotted something that potentially could have been an absolute nightmare for the community, you know. So well done to her, and let's take that as a sign that we all need to be vigilant
and aware. Yeah,
when you walk
down the streets, you've got to. I did a good news story yesterday, two good news stories in this, and the gist of it was these were people that didn't pass by. They saw something out of place and they didn't pass by. And I think this is how we have to deal with this kind of thing. If something feels out of place, if you're not sure about it, don't pass by.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, go up to somebody and say, well, hang on, is that your child? And have them say to you, you know, it's none of your business or whatever. But rather than...
You could save a life and a future of somebody, you know, and one little... You know, it's that star you throw into the sea, you know, that one little thing.
Of course, the other side of that is everybody errs, everybody overreacts as well.
Yeah.
And that is a risk, but I think it's a risk worth taking.
But it's all about balance again, you know, and looking and seeing where they are. But understanding what is actually going on. And as you said, so rightly said, it's all underground. It's all dark. It's dingy. It's in the dark place. We don't want to go there in life. But, you know, if we can save a child's life.
It's just about being vigilant and being aware.
Yeah.
And you can only be aware if it's been brought to your attention like we've done this afternoon.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you very much for that, Jeff. Catch you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.